Strange Adventure.
Trapper Jack Swanson sat before the fireplace and listened intently as his host told him about the big black wolf he had come to the island to kill. Bert Gagnon had sent to Vancouver for Swanson, for the vicious raider wolf had been killing off the sheep that furnished a livelihood for the islanders.
I tell you, Jack, that wolf is the smartest critter that ever lived on this island. We sheep raisers have been after him with traps, dogs, rifles, and poison, but he still gets away. You know, there seems to be something supernatural, almost human, about him and his behavior. And his voice. People say he's a werewolf.
A werewolf?
Yes. Some time ago, a giant of a man who had been a sailor came here to live. He'd traveled a lot and told eerie stories of strange native rites and voodoo worship. Of zombies and vampires and werewolves. The middle finger was missing from his right hand. He said he lost it in a knife battle with a living dead man. He's very fond of rum, and only when he was tilling his jug did he tell his stories.
Oh, what happened to him?
One morning he was found on the beach after a storm, lying beside his wrecked boat and broken jum rub. He was dead. Shortly after, the black wolf appeared to raid our sheepfolds and to voice his weird cry that sounds like the drunken song of the dead sailor. You just wait till you hear him.
The next day, Jack Swanson hiked into the rocky wooded hills in search of a trace of the phantom killer. There was no spoor to follow, for the marauder had kept to the hard ground. He came upon the mangled carcass of a lamb, and it was evident the wolf had been here. He remembered that wolves were very fond of the brains of the victims. He used a slender stick to force several strychnine capsules through the spinal aperture into the brain of the lamb. A full moon had risen when Swanson returned to the beach and trudged toward Gagnon's cabin. He noticed that storm clouds were gathering and the sea was growing wild. Suddenly, a weird wolf cry echoed through the night, halting him, chilling him with its quavering, dismal challenge. He looked up toward a rocky bluff that overlooked the churning sea. A giant wolf was silhouetted against the cloud-covered moon. He lifted his rifle, but the wolf suddenly and mysteriously disappeared. The next morning, Swanson returned to the place where he had planted the poison. The skull of the lamb had been cracked, part of the brain eaten. The trapper looked about him, but no dead or sick wolf was in sight. Nearby, he found the spot where a jumble of fallen trees formed a small tunnel. Cautiously, he knelt and crawled into the shadows. Suddenly, he leaped back, terrified. Before him, fangs bared, was the giant wolf. Swanson pumped a shell into his rifle and waited for his enemy to make a move. The beast was silent, unmoving. The trapper inched closer, then drew a great sigh. The werewolf of the island was dead. He dragged the heavy body of the wolf into the daylight. He gazed down at the animal he had killed, and a strange feeling came over him as he remembered the story of the sailor. For the middle toe on the right forefoot of the wolf was missing, severed as neatly as if it had been cut off by a sharp knife. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Blade of Don Antonio, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.